Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
See, my love's hanging around my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You put my will, pull the field.
It was December 1956, gathering at the legendary Sun Records Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, where Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis and Mr. Presley got together. The story of Million Dollar Quartet that has been playing here in Chicago for, decades, I'm gonna say. I know that we've had every single cast of Million Dollar Quartet in studio with us through the years. The latest is here with us this morning from the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire, and as they are now better known, the Weather Fun Fact Singers. Guys, welcome. Stephen Romero Schaefer, Christopher Essex, Nat Zagree. Is that right, Nat? Yeah, sure. Is that right? Okay. And Rustin Cole Sailors. Let's go down the line here. I'm just guessing from the hair, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes, that's it.
It's the giveaway. It's the dead giveaway, right?
That it sure is. But I'm a Johnny Cash understudy when I
I know. Look at you.
Thank you very much.
You throwing down the Johnny Cash voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Rustin Cole Sailors playing Elvis.
Yeah. I'm Christopher Essex.
Oh, look at that.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I'm Johnny Cash.
And I'm Carl Perkins. My name is Stephen Romero.
Nice to have all you guys here with us.
Thanks for having us.
How much fun is it? This is, I mean, more than just an acting job, more than just a singing job. I got to think that doing the show is extra super fun, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, it's a blast. We get to play guitar and piano and run around on stage and make fun of each other.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got
nothing competitive.
That's what we do. Exactly what we do here every Sunday, too.
We just have to move a little bit more.
Yeah, you work a little harder than we do.
No, I mean, when you, obviously, we're all actors and singers, but when you've got a group of musicians as well and multi-instrumentalists who get together, basically you've just got to play with a band on stage. And
yeah.
There's nothing more fun than that.
More? Would you say your backgrounds are more musician than acting?
It's probably a little of both for everybody.
Yeah, different for everyone. I think I started out more as an actor who just grew up around music, mm-hmm. and then started doing the show.
I'd say it was about the opposite for me. I was a classically trained pianist since I was 3 years old, and then somewhere along the way, I realized that I liked doing that in front of people and singing as well.
The classically trained pianist?
Yes, indeed.
I assume, right? Mm-hmm. Going crazy like the killer, like Jerry Lee Lewis?
Always.
On the piano? Don't your classically trained teachers go nuts that you're probably doing everything exactly opposite from the way that they taught you?
Well, you know, they sure did when I wasn't practicing my Bach and my Mozart when I was supposed to as a kid, you know? But I loved doing that. And in my opinion, I think Mozart was the original Jerry Lee Lewis. Are you kidding? He was slamming on the keys and writing, you know, 10 more notes than you needed on one page. And so I was always really attracted to the very fun, sort of vibrant style of music. So when I discovered guys like Jerry Lee, it was a pretty easy transition for me to slide into.
Right. Now, I've seen Million Dollar Quartet many times. I don't know. I've never seen it in the round, which is what you get when you go to the Marriott Lincolnshire. What's it like to perform the show in the round?
Well, you've got four sections of people staring at you, and so you have to give a little bit to each one. You just have to go with the flow and kind of focus on everyone else out there with you.
I think one of the best parts, honestly, you know, I've done a lot of theater. I think most of us have done a lot of theater, and I think one of the best things about doing something in the round, especially for this show, is that we're not playing characters, we're playing people. And you know, we can really just kind of get an opportunity to be real people on stage, existing in a real space with a bunch of other people there with us.
Right.
That's cool.
What's the difference between playing a character and a person?
I just think that there's a persona that you have to put on when you're playing maybe a character, and then it sort of just doesn't lend itself to making maybe like feeling as grounded in the space that you're acting, and you're on stage in front of a bunch of people, so in that case, you don't really have to be. But in this case, you're standing 4 feet from someone else who's just staring at you as a real person and going, oh, well, you look real or you don't. Yeah. So.
Well, and the trap, I think, with this show is a lot of people, you know, they think that they're going to be seeing like a Vegas act, you know, of what the character types of these people were. Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I don't think the experience that we offer or this show offers is you're finding, the songs that they sang, the songs that made them famous and the sounds and the way they played that is iconic, but you're also getting to see who these people were. And, you know, these guys were young on this night, you know, all around their early 20s. You know, so this is before they were the stars that everyone remembers. You know, these were kids.
You think 1956. I mean, Elvis was just beginning then.
Yeah.
Just beginning. And I would argue his best period of music also.
Oh, agreed.
By the way.
Don't tell him I said that, but.
I mean, that's how, you know, rock and roll is in its infancy. And nothing had started yet in pop music and rock and roll yet.
Sure.
I think that's what makes the show so cool and so magical.
Yeah, it's all raw and fresh, and everyone's really kind of dealing with that, just, you know, springboard of rock and roll in general. They're all just trying to figure out where it lands and where their place is. And, you know, if you have that in any circumstance or show, that really connects with the audience. And
yeah, when you're doing Elvis, though, don't you have to do a little of the caricature? Don't people sort of expect it?
I think people do expect it, but I think one of the coolest parts about this show, this cast, this director, this creative team, etc., is the opportunity to, like I said, bring real people on stage. And there are, you know, all of Elvis's iconic moves or looks were grounded in his being as a person. And I guess this just kind of gives us an opportunity to really explore where they came from and what they were, you know, what they were, where they came from, and not necessarily go to what they were ended up being characterized as, which is cool.
And really, kind of the same for Johnny Cash too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you walk out and people expect a certain Johnny Cash look and sound, right?
Absolutely. You know, but I think what is interesting about doing this, and you know, our director would always joke with me is like, yeah, he may be 20, but I feel like Johnny Cash has always been like an 80-year-old man. You know, when he walks around, it didn't matter how old he was.
Right.
You know, he walked, he stood, he did everything with intent, you know. So, you know, just finding that too. But yeah, there's certain things, and we do heighten it as well to give people, you know, the things that they recognize, you know, how, you know, Johnny played the guitar versus how Elvis played the guitar versus how Jerry Lee plays the piano, when you're like, how is he playing the piano with his eyes closed behind his back?
It's really accosting the piano.
Yeah. Sure. You know, it's and really then
playing it is a respectful term.
Yeah.
Breaking keys every night.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
So we're going to get some live performance here. We're going to take a break and come right back. Million Dollar Quartet is just opened at the Marriott Theater, Lincolnshire. It's going to be playing through January. No, not January 23rd, because that's passed already.
That's when we opened.
That's when you opened. So when do you close? When is closing?
March 17th.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Unless we continue to sell out. So go get those tickets.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised if we get to extend a little extension
action.
Because, but it's all I don't know how many times Chicago has seen Million Dollar Quartet, but I tell you what, you've never seen one like this.
Never seen it like this.
No, you sure haven't.
Never seen it like this. And you know what? I don't think it's been in the suburbs either. I think all the productions have been
City. We are men of the people.
Bringing the million dollar action to the people.
Wasn't there? There was Paramount did it.
Did they do it?
Paramount did it.
Okay, they did a very good production as well.
Yes. Like we said, you never seen one like this one.
But this one.
Well, this one's playing through St. Patrick's Day at the MarriottTheater.com for tickets or 847-634-0200. When we come back from the break, they'll do a couple of songs live for us next on WGN. And welcome back. It is 10:50 Dean Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Bonnie Hunt joining us live in our next half hour. But for now, the cast of Million Dollar Quartet at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire in studio performing for us this morning. What are you going to start off with, you guys?
We're going to start with Walk the Line.
Hello. Take it away.
Hello. I'm Johnny Cash.
close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I'll walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I'll walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I knew I'd even try and turn the tide, because you're mine, I'll walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I'll walk the line.
Wow, that is cool. That is very cool. You look like you transform, you go someplace while you're performing.
Definitely in that one I do.
Yeah, where do you go? And welcome back, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank yeah. you. Good to be back here on WGN.
Yeah, thanks. no, I notice, sometimes you notice that in performers, but like in your face, you were in a zone or something while you were doing that.
Right. I think that song is a very like special song to me when I perform it in the show. You know, from doing a lot of research on Johnny's life, you know, it's up in the air. Potentially on who that song he's actually singing to. But, you know, I always try and sing to June, who I definitely think was the love of Johnny's life. Yeah. You know, she saved him. She brought him out of a really dark place. And they had true love. They had something really special. And so I just kind of always imagine something that, a love that's eternal when I do that song.
Yeah, really beautiful. Really nice job. You got one more song for us?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're gonna take it up.
Down by the riverside.
Yeah, we're gonna take y'all down by the riverside.
There you
right?
go. Million Dollar Quartet at the Marriott Lincolnshire.
I'm gonna lay down my burden.
Where?
Down by the riverside.
What?
Down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my burden.
Down by the riverside. I'm gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Brother Lewis.
Well, I'm gonna drive up in my brand new Cadillac down by the riverside. Down by that riverside. I said down by the riverside. Gonna drive up in my brand new Cadillac down by the riverside. I'm gonna study, hey, Ford's no more. You like that, boys?
Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
Study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
Hey, tell me about it, Presley boy.
Well, I'm gonna light now my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. riverside. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield.
Now where you gonna do it?
Down by the riverside. Ain't gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
That is fantastic. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What else would you be doing on a cold Sunday morning anyway, right?
Probably nothing but this.
Exactly. Who doesn't love that? the cast of Million Dollar Quartet at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. I'm told through March 16th, you can go see them. MarriottTheater.com or 847-634-0200. Take a quick break. We'll update news, the weather, the traffic, all that is coming up next for you on WGN.